Welcome to Disney A. We talk about Disney and travel and stuff, I guess. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You threw me off.
you told me it has to be a short episode, so I'm off the cuff today.
Okay, I like it. Except now we're talking about how it needs to be.
Yeah, right. Anyway, this episode is a repeat of last year's episode.
Kind of.
It's the same theme.
Yes.
Last year we gave gifts to villains.
Yeah.
This year, what are we doing?
We're going to try and give gifts to sidekicks. So last year we're going to give gifts to sidekicks. Last year we tried to make villains less villainous. We thought if they had a little Christmas spirit, they'd see the error of their ways. This year we want to acknowledge some of the sidekicks that get forgotten.
Yeah.
People laugh at them and then whatever.
Right.
So we're acknowledging them with some Christmas gifts.
I was a little more prepared last year.
Yes.
This year, I don't even know who we're gifting. So it's going to be
a surprise.
It's a surprise to everyone.
It's literally a Secret Santa even to you.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, well, I have to open it first.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm still working on my beer advent calendar. I'm actually a day behind. This is yesterday's beer.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
But it's a...
Ooh.
It's Shades Brewing, a Quebec... American-style golden sour ale. So I'm kind of nervous. Sours are not my top thing, but Quebec I've had before.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was a sour style. Mm-hmm. It smells a little sour. You know, for a sour, it's not that bad. Would you like to taste it?
I would like to taste it. Do you want to taste mine?
I have tasted yours.
Okay, do you want to taste mine again?
Do you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, so I have the gin advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun, what are you drinking? But of course we have it every day. I'm way behind.
You are way behind, yes.
So because, gin every day is not quite the same as a beer every day.
Or even a whiskey every day.
Yeah.
Whiskey is good on its own. Gin, you kind of need to mix
most
of the time. So these are all overproof gins. So
yeah, this is from day three or four or something like that. I'm way behind, but it's really good. It's just a botanical gin, it's called, but it's very junipery.
Very junipery. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I kind of like your sour. Oh, do I like sour?
Must be a super hipster now.
No. Okay.
It's not a bad sour.
That's not bad. Okay.
From Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Okay, I'm done.
No, not an appropriate children music.
No, that's as far as I got with that one. And speaking of different things we're into, what nerd thing are you currently into?
Well, I have a couple things.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I mentioned this before, mm-hmm. but it's December now, and I am wearing a different Christmas sweater mm-hmm. to work every day this month.
You have a particularly nerdy one on today, actually.
I do, yes. It's Yoda.
The season to be jolly it is. You said it was a very popular one.
It was, yes. I got lots of comments on this one. Most since the Leafs one that I wore, actually.
Oh, okay. Yes, people are Yoda fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
People like the Yoda.
I have far fewer Christmas sweaters than you. Mm. I would have more if I could wear my wine ones to work. But I have a couple.
Yeah, that's not super appropriate
for
the children.
No, I have Christmas cheer one. And then I have Dreaming of a White Christmas, but if the white runs out, I'll drink the red.
Yeah.
But, not really work appropriate. So I'm starting my Christmas sweaters tomorrow.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Which is actually, we're recording on Thursday, so that's going to be Friday.
But the other nerd thing, and this is mm-hmm. a legit nerd thing.
I don't know, a Yoda Christmas sweater is pretty nerdy.
I mean, it's pretty nerdy. But Star Wars is cool nerdy. This is super nerdy.
Okay.
I play World of Warcraft, mm-hmm. and I got a legendary bow in World of Warcraft.
I don't know what... you've never talked about this. I have no idea what this
means.
Yeah,
so when you raid and you kill the bosses and you get loot... Well, this patch, this raid, has mm-hmm. a special legendary bow, and it's a pretty rare drop, and I got it last week. So,
that's really cool. You never
exciting.
Told me that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. It's because I wouldn't appreciate that.
No, you probably wouldn't.
But that's cool.
It's from Sylvanas, who you might have read about when you were playing World of Warcraft.
I was going to say, I played World of Warcraft for a bit.
She's a major lore character, and she was the end raid boss
this
patch. And
oh, yeah. You sent me, you said that you were against Sylvanas. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Yay, rare bow.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary bow.
Yes.
Yes.
Rare is much lower than
yes,
legendary.
Legendary bow. so we already talked about what I'm drinking is this lovely gin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a particular nerd thing. I'm just full out Christmas in my brain. And, I guess the biggest nerd thing is I just came from a book exchange.
That is pretty nerdy.
So this started, I don't even know how many years we've been doing this, but... This started a few years ago.
Like 27.
I'm not that old. Well, I'm more than 27 years old, but I'm not old enough to have been doing it for 27 years. I would have been very young when we started. But so you've seen the things probably on Facebook that says, like, in Iceland, people exchange books and then they spend Christmas Eve reading. And a couple of former coworkers and I said how lovely that would be. So we actually decided to do a gift exchange. Well, they decided and were kind enough to invite me. So it's always been group of four of us. This year it was actually a group of five for the first time.
Oh, it's growing. Oh, my goodness.
But we exchange names and we exchange and then we do like a Secret Santa, but it's books. It's books. And we go up for drinks, and we, like, talk books, and we exchange gifts. It's very, very lovely.
And drink wine.
And we definitely drink wine, yes. Mm. I didn't need to add the word definitely in there, but we do drink wine or whatever, and have some books. And, of course, last year we didn't get to do it. We just dropped off books at everyone's houses. So this year was nice to get back together again.
Hooray!
So I got a fantastic book, and it looks super fun, and I'm really excited about it.
Hooray for books.
Yes. Okay. You like books. I don't like
Yeah, no, nah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right. And that takes us, Hawkeye episode 4, spoiler free, what did you think?
There's a pattern this season, this series I've noticed. Mm-hmm. The odd episodes are really good, and the even episodes so far have been not as good.
I wasn't disappointed in this.
It was fine.
But it's transitioning.
The last, like, 10 minutes was okay, but yeah, they kind of, like, build up, and the payoff has been in the odd episodes.
Okay.
I'm hoping that that's not the case for the last even episode, because that's the finale, so you'd think the finale would be good.
Yeah, but I've noticed with the Marvel episodes that, WandaVision excluded.
Yeah.
The big one was always the second last episode.
That started with Game of Thrones, if you noticed.
I do remember that. Yeah, every
episode
season.
Episode 9 was always the big climax, and then they had a denouement episode. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. I really liked certain moments of this, probably more than you did. Yeah.
The first half was, like, super uneven. If you ask me, there was a really weird scene partway through, like, right at the beginning. It was kind of weird.
Interesting. I'm curious. We should talk about this sometime. Off. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. The pacing was weird in this episode. Okay. And I think that... Yeah, I'm hoping episode 5 is supposed to be the big one.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. I'm really looking forward to it.
Looking forward to episode 5, cool. Yeah.
Overall, what do you think, though?
I like it a lot.
I like it even so much more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then they started showing that it was like Christmas series, and they were playing that up, and it was like kind of like Die Hard-y, which...
Lethal Weapon, Die Hard,
They have been playing into that.
Mm-hmm.
The best episodes have really leaned into that, and...
Yeah. It's super fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. And that probably takes us to the news.
Lots of news this week.
So much news. Disney A News Update. So much news. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, news item number one. Speaking of Marvel... Kevin Feige made the news.
Well, so, Feige did an interview, and he was like, he was also shooting from the cuff, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I wonder how many people afterwards were like, dude.
He's the guy that says dude. Like,
all right.
He's the boss.
Oh, no one else was like, are we going to have to
put Benedict... He's like the big guy at the top.
Who's saying dude? No one has to put Benedict Cumberbatch with him.
Yeah, no.
Like Tom Holland.
Yeah, he's...
Okay, so explain.
Well... Yeah, so they're interviewing him, and I don't know what... I've only heard the answer. I don't know what the question was. I don't know how this
I heard up. The question once, but it was like... I don't know. He went way into detail more than they were probably expecting. But
basically, he's like, yeah, so Daredevil's coming, and Charlie Cox is going to play him. He didn't say it like that. He was like, well, if we were to have Daredevil, let's say, speculatively...
At some point, maybe kind of in
but
the
future. But we wouldn't recast. Like, yeah, anyway. So,
anyway, Charlie Cox is coming as Daredevil.
Yeah, that's happening. 100%.
Which means a lot of other speculation is pretty much on track.
Yeah, well, they're going to bring back everybody from the Netflix series except Iron Fist.
Well, I mean.
Okay. That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Oh, do you think Jessica Jones is going to show up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think so?
I think so.
I think Luke Cage is going to show up. I think Daredevil's going
to
show up.
They have to bring back Luke Cage because that's a really important character for lots of reasons. But
the only thing I haven't... I mean, I haven't heard Iron Fist, obviously, but like... You know. Yeah. But I haven't heard a lot of speculation about Jessica Jones. And she's like... my favorite. I think I like her more than Daredevil. Yeah. That show.
Kristen Ritter is on record as saying that she would come back in a heartbeat to play that just character.
Just if they put her in it. And the thing is, with these characters, though, that are doing these heavy action things, if you don't get them in there fast enough, like Hawkeye, you know, he can age with the character. He can age with the plot. But you got to get him in there to do that in the first place. Right.
Yeah, he's kind of playing old man Hawkeye now, and it's fine.
Yeah, totally. But he didn't start playing that way. Right. So the other news is mostly Disneyland related.
Well, okay, so stick with Marvel first. Right. It was confirmed Shang-Chi is getting a sequel, and Disney Plus series as well, spinoff.
I didn't know. I didn't hear that part.
I did tell you that, but that's fine.
okay.
Yeah, so it was in the same thing. They confirmed the sequel, which, like,
maybe I just really focused on the sequel going, no kidding.
Yeah, then... no kidding sequel. But yes, there's also a Disney Plus series, both directed by the same director as the original.
That's going to be super
film,
fun.
And I assume that the spinoff series is probably going to focus on the Ten Rings and
right.
stuff like that with his sister.
That's cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
They're just, like, leaning into... I love all the Marvel content.
Well, Shang-Chi was very, very successful. And that's the only time I've heard Iron Fist is like, how can Shang-Chi save Iron Fist? Because they deal with some of that mythology and stuff like that.
If they can bring in Iron Fist, it has to be through Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
The only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, like, you can have Shang-Chi going, what are you doing, dude?
we need to talk.
You're a loser.
we need to sit and have a coffee. And we need to go over something. Let me take you karaoke.
Yeah.
And...
Well, Simu Liu and Awkwafina can take them for karaoke and be like, okay, you got to learn how to actually fight. And
sing A Whole New World.
Yeah.
Very important.
Very important. Yes. Okay.
Disneyland news now?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with the quick things. Disneyland After Dark events are coming back in 2022. So there's Sweethearts Night, Villains Night, and Star Wars Night have all been confirmed.
Yeah, this is not really surprising because they've already... technically done After Dark nights. They were just the holiday ones for Halloween and Christmas.
They were just called holiday events instead of After Dark events.
This is the same thing. So, yeah.
Which, this is exciting. It's kind of like when they said, hey, Fantasmic is coming back, and everyone's like, no kidding. Yeah. Or after they teased Main Street Electrical Light Parade coming back, and then the big news was, it's coming in 2022, and it was like,
oh, really?
Oh, huh, you don't say.
Gasp.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprise Pikachu face.
Other Disneyland events returning in 2022 include Lunar New Year that is featuring heavily Raya and the Last Dragon. And Food and Wine Festival is coming back.
Yes.
This is actually kind of both exciting and depressing to me.
Slightly depressing, yes.
Yeah, because that was definitely going to be our first Food and Wine was 2020.
Yeah, well, we were heavily researching the Food and Wine Festival for our supposed trip. And that was in.
We definitely had our lists of have to tries and want to tries if there's room and okay. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, moving on.
We will look at it more and just live vicariously through YouTube people.
Just like everything else. Just like everything else.
Okay.
Remember, this is a travel podcast.
Is it? I forget about that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Apparently, someone said that.
It was put in the title somewhere.
Yeah.
That was optimistic of us.
Woo!
Speaking of optimistic, Disneyland Resort cast members voted not to strike.
Hooray!
Yes.
The deal was okay, so I can see why they don't want to not have jobs during Christmas. And I can see why they thought they could maybe make Disney budge, because Disney doesn't want to have cast on strike during Christmas either, because that's their busy season. But
it was too close to what they wanted to be. Yeah, okay. Yay, cast members, if that's what you want and you feel like you're being treated well, I'm happy for you.
Apparently the raise goes backdated to June, so they're all getting a big check.
And it's nice. Right away. So it is going to be in time for the Christmas season.
Yep.
That's a nice time for a big check.
That's awesome. I'm happy for everybody getting a big check.
Okay. Oh, boy. Disneyland news, the big one, Genie Plus has officially launched at Disneyland. Kinda. So, first of a la carte prices for opening day. So, our three a la carte rides were Web Singers, Radiator Springs, and Rise of the Resistance. And they range in set from $7 to $20. Did you see what the prices were opening day?
No, because I went to look and the app was down.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Web Slingers. Remember I said it ranged from $7 to $20?
Yeah.
$7.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Radiator Springs Racers, $7. Rise of the Resistance,
$20.
$20.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
nice range.
Well, one of these things is not like the others. Rise of the Resistance has had, like, four-hour lines since it went to standby. So, yeah, I... $20 or 4 hour, like, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like you said, the app crashed. Guest relations were backed up, like, ridiculously as the app crashed. And so they actually gave out passes. First of all, refunds were issued.
I should hope so.
No kidding. And then they gave out passes for any ride, including Rise of the Resistance.
I will take that one, please.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, okay, yes. Mm. I vote yes. Please crash again so I can get another one. it was a mess. The technical issues abounded. And
no one can figure out really why. People were slightly worried because Disneyland does have spotty mobile service, and this is all a mobile app. But that shouldn't crash the servers. Like, I could not connect to it from my home Wi-Fi because the app was down.
Yeah.
So the
it was, like, the servers themselves. It was not Disney servers, just the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Disney servers died. So it was either way more popular than it was in Florida, because Florida didn't have this issue.
Right.
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody else is really sure.
Right.
Like, I just would not want to be the poor IT people that are trying to fight with that. Like,
so, like you said, talk about stress. We're recording this on Thursday, so a little bit early. I mean, tis the season. We're having to kind of schedule accordingly.
We're juggling like a crazy person. Yeah.
So we'll see over the next few days how it kind of evens out and if the tech issues get solved. I mean, there's always...
Well, I did log on to the app today. There was not a big error message.
Wonderful.
So.
We are a step ahead of where we were yesterday. So it's hard to say what feedback has been and success rate because it didn't work.
It didn't work, yeah. And this is like just day two today. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we don't know.
But it's out. It's official.
It's plussing.
And it's plussing.
Genie.
We'll probably talk about it again as it continues and gets...
Yeah, when we actually hear some stuff, because we can't go investigate other than, ourselves.
Hey, it wow, that's dark. That's true. Let's lighten the mood, shall we? Let's talk Christmas gifts for sidekicks.
Okay.
Main topic. It's holiday time.
It's holiday time.
Do, 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 do. I don't know what that sound was I was making. You want to go Christmas shopping for sidekicks?
Oh, do I?
Okay, let's alternate. What's going to happen is we have 10 sidekicks here.
Oh, good.
You're going to pick a number between, because you haven't seen this list, you're going to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
Okay, and then that number's going to correspond, and then we'll keep
going. Does it inclusive between 1 and 10? Inclusive?
Yes. Yes,
okay,
yes,
yeah. So there's, okay. Yeah. Just making sure. I don't want to cheat the rules.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
1 and 10.
Okay.
Go for it.
5.
Tinkerbell.
Oh, boy. I have some ideas for Tinkerbell, but they're probably not super appropriate.
What? I don't want to know. No, I don't want
to
know.
No, well, she needs to calm down. So I'm going to say we're going to get her some, like, lavender incense or something.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice scented candles, mm-hmm. maybe a bubble bath. Just, she needs to calm. She's very angry.
She is.
At everything.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
Okay. So I showed up to my book thing tonight, and one of the ladies had brought... for the three people who are not retired yet, calming teas.
Yeah, some chamomile tea.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And it was lavender.
That would be perfect.
And,
like, right. a whole little gift set.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a face mask. She can sit in the tub. That's nice.
And pout to herself as she calms.
Yeah, she needs to calm down. And she needs to get over Peter, because...
You know what? Throw in some ice cream for her, too.
Yeah.
Hey? Yeah. It's got to be a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay, now I've seen the list, so I think you should pick a number for me.
Okay, I'm going to go with 3 for you.
3 for me? Oh, excellent! Oh, you're going to be sad, though, because this is Sebastian.
Ah, he could also probably use some, like, calming things.
It's true, he really does need to calm down. I was thinking more, though. You know what? He needs a gift card to a super fancy music store. Yeah, he needs to buy some new sheet music.
Yeah.
And really, no one is going to be able to pick it out just like he will. He will know exactly what he wants. He's a very particular crustacean. So
good
he can
conductor.
Go,
yeah.
It is. It's yeah. Exactly.
He's the maestro.
He is. So he's going to go pick out some brand new sheet music that, you know, the stuff that you're always like, oh man, I wish I could play that. I wish I could get my little fish friends to play that.
Okay. Yeah, no, that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like Sebastian.
Yeah, I do too. You said once that you thought Sebastian might be your favorite Disney character.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah, he's great.
He's right, even though he's maybe a little high strung.
Uh-huh.
Needs to calm down a little bit, but when he's upset for a good reason. Yes.
Teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, I work with him every day, so I can just say, yeah, you give him an inch, they swim all over you. You're okay. So that's my friend Sebastian.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to go on a shopping spree.
All right.
What about you? Number?
7.
Oh, it's a good one. You're shopping for Baymax.
Oh, yes. What doesn't Baymax need? He's awesome.
He's just so awesome as it is.
Yeah. I don't know. He's like so perfect that, like, he would be very difficult to buy for.
Because
he's so giving himself.
But he would love anything you
him. He would literally love anything you got him. Maybe I would buy him some, like, window decorations because he likes to fall out of a window. And I'd also buy him a kitty cat.
I was going to say, are you going to get him a kitty?
Yeah, he wants a kitty.
Because he wants a hairy baby.
I love Baymax.
Yeah, Baymax is amazing. Uh-huh. Do you love Baymax more than you love Sebastian?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Baymax is amazing.
And I'd also buy him some, like, patches so that if he gets holes in them, because he is inflatable.
Oh, you're getting him some practical things.
Yeah.
Too. I like that.
Yeah,
oh,
he would appreciate the practical things.
So, like, a gift bag with, like, a bunch of random stuff. Oh, I like it.
And, like, colorful patches so looks cool. Yeah.
Of course. He, like when you went to the doctor as a kid and you had, like, the fun band-aids and they totally don't give any out anymore and they really should. That's what he would get.
I'd like some Batman Band-Aids.
Right? I want Winnie the Pooh ones.
Spider-Man Band-Aids.
Winnie the Pooh Band-Aids, please. All right. Ready?
Spider-Man.
Okay. Spoodermans? Pick a number for me.
Number 9.
I'm going to be really sad if you get my favorite on here. Oh, I'm shopping for the genie.
Oh. Oh, again, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. You know what, though? When he got free... The first thing he wanted to do was go to Disneyland. Now, I got my last guy a gift card, so I don't want to get him just a Shop Disney gift card. I want to get him a personalized set of Mickey ears.
Ah.
Right?
It says Genie, like
one
of the old
Genie.
School ones?
Yeah. With the embroidered on the back. Yeah. It says Genie.
Okay.
And I want to buy him a turkey leg. Turkey leg, Mickey ears, maybe even a balloon, but like the whole, like when he walks through the gates, he's ready to go.
Churro.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
Churro!
So he's got the full experience because that's what he was going to do. Yeah. He got free. He was going to Disneyland. So
maybe
I want
you could
him
buy
ready.
Him Genie Plus as well.
That would be the obvious thing there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I missed that, didn't I?
A little bit.
That's embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah. Right. Okay. Also, I'm going to buy him Genie Plus on his Disneyland app.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. But yeah, he's going to get the full experience. This is his first thing that he wants to do as a free genie. Go enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. I was torn between that and interior decorator because he no longer has an itty bitty livy space.
Yeah, so he'd have to.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But, need to get some arts and stuff to
hang
on the
walls.
Yeah, but
I figured he could do that at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready for yourself?
Okay, I'm going to start forgetting what numbers I picked. But
so far you've gone.
But no, I
you're good, okay?
I'm good for now. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to start forgetting. Not yet. But right now I'm going to go with number 10.
Piglet.
Oh, little Piglet. You know what? I'm going to get him an all-expense-paid trip to an all-inclusive resort because he lost his house and was very nice about it. And he needs somewhere to stay.
So he can, like, enjoy himself while he thinks
he
about
needs
it.
To go unwind on the beach because he is also a little high-strung.
A little bit.
So, yeah. He's getting an all-inclusive.
Piglet deserves it.
Piglet
deserves it. I feel bad for only getting Sebastian a gift card to buy some music, but I don't care. Piglet deserves it.
Yeah, well, Sebastian's probably pretty rich. He's like the right-hand man of a literal god.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, pick a number for me. I support your buying for Piglet, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get him something good. Cause
Piglet is my favorite character.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you? You're going to be number 2.
Figaro!
Aww.
From Pinocchio!
Yes, I know Figaro.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it. Okay, well, first of all, he's getting some catnip.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give him a gift bag that has a few different things in it. I mean, obviously, he's getting catnip. obviously he's going to get like a picture of like Geppetto.
Picture.
Well, like, so he can see them when they're gone, because he kisses, like, they kiss the fish goodnight, and they kisses the, but Geppetto has gone on a lot of adventures, and poor Figaro had to, like, right? So when Pinocchio's away at school, he wants to kiss him a picture of him to be like, yeah. So his family's very important to Figaro.
Nice kitty.
Yeah. And he needs a new kitty bed, because he likes to snuggle into the kitty
covers. I think he wants to sleep in the people bed, though.
I didn't say how big the kitty bed was going to be.
I think he wants to sleep in
so
the
maybe
bed.
Geppetto needs a king-size bed, but actually that's for Figaro.
Right.
Because Figaro, like, snuggles down into the blanket, and he's really cute. But yes, so he needs, like, a bunch of different cat toys. He's going to get very cat-themed gift from me.
Maybe some salmon.
He would love some salmon. I don't know that the fishy would like that. Salmon.
It's not that fish.
Maybe don't eat it in front.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just be polite.
Yes, Figaro's getting a very happy cat-themed thing, because he's a very kitty cat type of cat.
Very sweet kitty.
He's so cute.
Might be my favorite Disney cat.
He's, like, right up... I mean, Thomas O'Malley's pretty awesome.
No, I...
But Figaro's... I like Figaro. Figaro's great, and I love the name Figaro for a cat, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good name.
I'm not always, like, name your animals after, but, like, Figaro, I'd be supportive of naming a cat Figaro.
It's like... Yeah, the Aristocats are fine in general, but they talk, and I think Figaro does more with less.
Yeah, he does. He's adorable. Awesome. Yeah, Figaro's awesome. Oh, I think also he needs a little new little bow for his little collar. Because he has a little bow.
Yeah. Maybe a bell?
Bow. Yeah. In his gift bag of kitty presents.
You're using your kitty voice.
Sorry. Okay, what number do you want?
No, I have not chosen four.
You have not. Ooh, Lumiere.
Okay, wow.
Well.
Lumiere. He needs... Well, so a common Christmas gift is like some nice cologne, right?
Right, right.
He needs a nice manly scent, because he likes the ladies, and he will take them out on a nice day. So you get a nice scent for him. And
might be a little over the top being Lumiere, though.
Yeah, well,
that's what I mean. Like, you should be a little over the top, because yeah, he likes, like, the over the top,
like,
stuff.
Like some I don't know, some poor home something, some kind of crazy commercial. Yeah, you know this stuff.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, and then he needs like a gift card to go out to a nice dinner, because he's always putting on the dinners for other people.
Oh, okay.
But he needs a nice dinner with his lady friend.
He needs to be someone else's guest.
Yeah.
Why was there plural?
He seems like the kind that would have plural. He is French, after all.
That's true. Well, the Babette was, I have been burned by you before.
Exactly.
That's a good one. Okay, so there's only three left.
Hmm.
Okay, what am I going to do next?
Well, you tell
1, 6, and 8.
Okay, you're going to get 8.
Kronk! Oh, yeah. Okay, Emperor's New Groove. This is easy. He loves to bake.
Okay, I'm glad you got him, because I don't know.
Well, he has two defining characteristics, other than being a fantastic henchman, by the way. Is one is he loves to bake, and one is he's excellent at speaking, like, chipmunk and squirrel, and, like, he's a good wilderness guide kind of thing. So, also, I would like to point out, he's our only sidekick of a villain on here. He's cool. Because villains have sidekicks.
They sure do.
I don't want to really shop for most of them, except Kronk I shop for. So
everybody loves Kronk.
Everyone loves Kronk. Yeah. So first of all, he's getting, you know, some new cookbooks, some new, like, baking sheets, and oven mitts. And I was thinking they'd be, you know how you can get, like, novelty, you know, like, spatulas and oven mitts and things like that. They're definitely going to have chipmunks on them.
Okay.
Because he speaks chipmunk.
Like Chip and Dale, or?
No, just, like, general chipmunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would get in Chip and Dale.
No. They're totally different.
No. Okay.
Okay. And then he's also going to get a selection of books about wilderness. Because he actually, I don't know if you know this, but later he actually goes on to, like, be kind of like a scout leader, right? When he teaches all the little kids to speak chipmunk and things like that. So he's going to need some help on that, because it's not quite the same as being an evil henchman.
No, that is a little different, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to need some guidebooks on that, and this way he doesn't have to pay for them himself.
Okay.
So one,
that seems like a thoughtful
fun
gift.
Fun baking and more practical.
Yeah, and he's a reformed baddie.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, so we're starting his life out, his not life of crime, out positively. All right, 1 or 6 for you?
I'll go number 6. I'll leave you number one. Because you are number one.
You're getting Timon.
Oh, Timon. Huh. Interesting.
You're like, I wish I would have gone number one.
Maybe. We'll see who number one is. Timon. I'm going to think that. I think Timon's a great sidekick. Timon and Pumbaa are fantastic side characters, of course.
They're like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. They're
clearly based on Rosencrantz and Guildenstern because Lion King's based Hamlet. On Hamlet.
Yeah.
So, yes, obviously. So I'm going to buy Timon a copy of the play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead.
Oh.
Because he fits in with that as well. And then I'm going to get him an all-you-can-eat buffet ticket in Vegas, because I think he would like that.
That's true. He does like to eat.
Yeah.
Maybe not just bugs.
Yeah, no, it's going to be everything, and he's going to love it.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Will he be able to go back to bugs after that?
Maybe not, but mm-hmm. he's famous now, so he can
it's true.
Get whatever he wants, probably.
Does that mean I'm number one now?
You're number one.
Number one.
Sven.
Which just happened to show up on number one.
You left out my favorite sidekick.
Who's your favorite sidekick?
Doug.
Doug? Yeah, no, I didn't put any Pixar.
Oh, okay. I didn't put any Pixar. That's the proviso. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I missed Doug.
Do you want me to switch Sven to Doug?
No, Sven.
But yeah,
Sven's a good sidekick.
I didn't
too.
Go any Pixar because that's tricky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I went Sven. I mean Olaf is too obvious, but Sven's easy to shop for. You know what he wants?
Carrots. He wants lots of carrots.
So many carrots. Lifetime supply of carrots. Mm. And I'm pretty
that's
sure
that's a lot of carrots.
That's true.
He's very large.
Well, so there's that, but also I'm pretty sure you know how they have gourmet of the month everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a gourmet carrot of the month club.
Yeah. Some pickled carrots.
That's what I'm saying. Carrots from around the
some
world.
Like, orange, some like, because like normally they're orange, but like you get purple carrots. Or white carrots.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So a gourmet carrot of the month club and selection of carrots. Mm. So that's what he's getting for Christmas.
And maybe a bath because reindeer smell.
Yeah. Yeah. People smell better than reindeer. Yeah. Fair. Mm-hmm. Fair. And he is like royalty now, so.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good shopping. That was fun, hey?
That is just off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I don't,
me too.
But I do like sidekicks.
I didn't do Doug. Actually, you know what we should do next year? Because this is now a reoccurring thing that we're doing. We should do Pixar characters.
Okay.
Or princesses.
Or princesses. Yeah, or princesses have everything. They always get their happy ending. Blah, they don't need any gifts.
But they already have one.
Yeah.
They got the shoe. They got the carriage. They got whatever.
Yeah.
Want to do a quiz?
Yes, I do.
BuzzFeed, which Disney sidekick are you?
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which word best describes you? Witty, shy, colorful, feisty, ditzy, mischievous, wise, loving, goofball, or sweet?
I would like to say witty.
Yeah, I almost just would have clicked that. I could answer this for you.
Did you do this quiz yourself? Because I'd be curious to see what you got.
No, but I will after.
Oh, okay. You should do that next time. Next time you give me a quiz, do it yourself first.
Okay.
And then you can tell me what yours.
What makes you happy? Going out with friends, donating to charity, reading books, going on adventures, eating food, telling jokes, hugs, family time, giving people compliments, or creating art?
It's eating food.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Going on adventures is pretty fun, mm-hmm. but most, like... Eating food's a daily occurrence. Going on adventures like once every quarter.
Well, right now.
We've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, we have been, yeah.
But just not.
Every day is an adventure with you.
Not plane adventures, which is my favorite kind of adventure when you go on a plane to go on an adventure. Anyway.
What's one thing you can't live without? Comfy bed, books, shower, computer, TV, toothbrush, phone, car, coffee, or makeup?
Like 7 out of the 9 that you said.
I said 10.
This is like a real Sophie's Choice here. God.
Hold on, a question. While you're thinking about it, do you want me to do it as I'm guessing for you, or do you want me to do it for myself?
No, for yourself.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, I will right after. Okay.
I'm gonna say coffee.
That's what I would have guessed for you.
Like, there's some things on there that I probably couldn't live without either, but like if I don't have the coffee, I'm making everybody else's life miserable as well.
As someone who lives with you, I 100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Like I do without most of that stuff when I go like on vacation, not coffee.
No, that's true. Mm-hmm. What activity do you love the most? Reading, talking, eating, swimming, painting, traveling, dancing, hiking, singing, or shopping?
Well, there's several things on that mm-hmm. list as well. Like, eating again is a recurring theme. But I think it's traveling. I love to travel.
That's what I would have said for you, too. What's your favorite kind of weather? Warm but cloudy. Clear skies with the sun shining. And windy.
No.
No. Bright day but chilly.
No.
Cool and blustery.
No.
Cool and cloudy.
No.
Thunderstorms all the way.
No.
Misty or foggy day.
Snowy,
duh. Or all weather, the weather, whatever the weather.
No, it's sunny. Sunny and clear.
Clear skies and, yeah.
Yeah, no.
What's your favorite smell? Pine, peach, ocean breeze, fruity, clean cotton, musky, cinnamon apple, rose, cherry blossom, or tropical paradise?
Ooh, that's really tough because there's a couple close ones there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with ocean breeze.
Mm. I almost thought you were going to go tropical paradise.
Tropical paradise, but I think that's more jungly. And I do love that smell. Mm-hmm. I love a lot of those smells. But no, it's ocean breeze. Any kind of ocean smell. Mm-hmm. Whether it's tropical ocean or northern ocean. Yeah, that salty, fresh air. Oh.
How are you feeling today? Fierce. Goofy. Confident. Empathetic. Scared. Shy. Optimistic, sassy, hungry, or lovely?
Hungry.
I know you haven't eaten supper.
I am very hungry right now.
If you could
second place to sassy.
If you could be a drink, what would you be? Spicy cocktail.
Ooh.
Oh, ice water. Delicious slushy. Sex on the beach.
Not that one, no.
Bud Light. Kool-Aid. Soda.
Oh, yeah.
Margarita. Hot tea. Or Frappuccino.
There's not beer on that list. What the heck? Margarita. I'm a margarita.
You are. What kind of snack do you think you are? Shrimp with cocktail sauce, potato chips, tortilla chips and salsa, mini quiche, gummy worms, coffee cake, bacon, fruit, veggies and dip, or popcorn? Hmm. Which one are you? Not which one do you like?
No, I know. That's an interesting question. I would say that I'm more tortilla chips and salsa.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Lastly, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? Out in the country on a farm?
No.
In a cabin in the woods?
Meh.
The beach?
Yep.
In a treehouse?
No.
I just want to travel for a living.
Yeah.
City life is where it's at?
No.
A castle, duh.
I mean.
A boathouse? Anywhere is home as long as I'm near my loved ones.
No.
On a mountain?
No.
Living on a mountain now.
Kinda. It's the beach.
Yeah, I know.
100%.
Ready to hear who you are?
I'm someone to do with the ocean, I'm sure.
Like, you're sure?
Oh boy, you might have to tune that one down. That was a loud spike. Yeah, that was very aggressive. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You are Flounder.
Yeah, see, it was an ocean. Yeah.
You're a kind and devoted friend, just like Flounder. Without hesitation, you'll lend a hand or fin to anyone who needs it without expecting anything in return. You're the kind of friend everyone needs.
I feel like this was close, but not quite. No? I probably should be Sebastian.
Yeah, you're
I'm closer to Sebastian than Flounder, but, you know, close.
I'm going to very quickly do it right now. I'm Jiminy Cricket. Wise beyond your years, you're Jiminy Cricket. You're the friend that always offers an ear and a shoulder. You always give the best advice, which makes it easy for people to open up to you. People always feel your positive vibes just from looking at the warmth in your smile. You're the friend everyone needs and aspires to be.
And you're really good at breaking and entering.
It's true, but I sing about it.
Yeah.
Always let your conscience be your guide.
And break and enter. Oh. Anyway, yeah, no, that's a good one.
Do you agree?
I agree with that.
Okay. You agree that I'm Jiminy Cricket? Do you agree that you are Flounder?
No. I said
Sebastian.
I think I would be more Sebastian.
Yeah, you're more crabby, less loyal. Yeah. Crabby because it's okay. Well, that about wraps it up for some Christmas shopping for the sidekicks.
Yeah, that was very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope the sidekicks enjoy their gifts.
Yeah. What sidekicks do we miss? That weren't Pixar or, you know.
A lot.
Yeah, there are tons. Do you know how hard this was? I originally had 20.
Like,
including Pixar.
We missed all the sidekicks from Cinderella.
It's true.
There was lots of mice.
Because I would have had to choose between Jacques and Gus.
Yeah, that is tough.
Right?
That is tough.
Even as was, like, I chose.
You choosed?
Shut up. I chose Sebastian, but I didn't put on Flounder, but you got Flounder, so it's fine. But there were a lot that I missed.
And like,
and all the dwarves.
And you didn't pick the pig from Moana.
He was on my list of 20. Actually, Pua? He actually made it all the way to my list of 15, and then when I had to shorten it to 10.
I kind of figured your pig would be on there.
Yeah, I know. I love Pua so much.
And like, Mushu is like a major sidekick.
He was on there. That's why I took him. He made it all the way to 12. But literally, I just had to keep cutting. Yeah, he made it to 12.
I would assume that would be probably the biggest omission. That'd be the biggest.
That
snub.
Would be. So
well,
actually,
who's 11? Who's 11?
No, actually, I think he might have been number 11. Oh, but okay. I kind of like did it in batches.
Right.
I literally looked up Disney sidekicks so I wouldn't miss anyone obvious. Mushu was almost on every list as the number one Disney sidekick.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that was your biggest snub. If you wanted another villain sidekick, I would have gone with Smee. I like Smee.
Oh, he wasn't on my list. That was good. I did have Iago for a while.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good good villain sidekick.
Yeah, I did have Iago.
There's some good villain sidekicks.
There's some excellent villain sidekicks.
Jetsam and Flotsam.
I love, and you know their names now.
Yeah, I do now. Yeah.
Pain and Panic were on a few lists actually. Yeah, you know their names now too. All right, so I think that's our show for the week.
Yeah,
that was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. So thank you to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you'll also find links to all of our social media accounts.
Many social medias.
Almost all the social media. You can also email us through there. And you can find us at Instagram, disneya.podcast, Facebook at DisneyA, and Twitter at DisneyAPodcast. Probably most active on Instagram. So if you want to get a hold of us in a speedy fashion, that would be the way to do it.
Get to the gram.
You can find DisneyA episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. If you haven't yet, please do.
And all the people that reviewed us are getting sweet Christmas cards.
So who also sent us their address. So
You missed out on it. Ha 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 ha.
You know what? Just do an early start for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you reviewed us and you didn't get a Christmas card and you want like a super belated one that's going to show up in January or something like that, we'll still send you one until we run out of Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And even if you don't want a Christmas card, thank you. So, there are a few reviews that we have from reviewers and they didn't send us their address. So thank you very much. Even if you didn't get a Christmas card, we still really appreciate your reviews.
And you're listening.
Absolutely.
General.
That's the most important, really.
Mm-hmm.
If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And Magic the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. Next week, we're heading to Disney Plus for the holidays.
It is still holidays,
We're going to chat about the Jolly Shorts that they've listed. So they sent out that season streamings list.
Last year,
we talked about a whole lot of feature films, but there were several Jolly Shorts that were listed on this year's, you know, release list. So we're going to watch them all. And we're going to chat about them, and we're going to rank them.
And they're going to be really jolly.
And short.
And short.
That's the name of the thing.
It's kind of like you.
It's very true. I'm not even offended about that. So we're going to be ranking them. If you have a favorite, please do let us know. We're not saying that we'll swear vote, but it will definitely give us something to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always got to consider outside opinions.
Right.
No matter how incorrect they are.
We're not saying they're your opinions. They're not incorrect.
Right.
Right. So, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Sand gets everywhere.
Okay.
It's rough and irritating.
I should edit that out, but it's really funny.
Oh, it's an Anakin quote. What do you think? What?